Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, Lincoln 102.
Responding to 401 Parking Circuit, Section 1 Boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, I'm attended 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. No further.
High Frank 401 is a route.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Private Officer Beat, sponsored to you today by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. And of course, we're glad to be here. I was going to say good Monday morning. Obviously, that would not be correct. Still trying to get my brain to adjust to the fact that today is actually Tuesday. Tuesday morning, the 31st of May in 2016. We're ending another month. Another month is in the book, folks. I hope that you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of the summer. We hope that you really enjoyed some time with friends and family and had some great food and the chance to just kick back and relax and take some time off from work. But we're unfortunately having to come to the reality that another week has started, and we are going to have to put the weekend behind us and get back to work here. So welcome to the Private Officer Beat. We're glad that you are joining us this morning live. We're broadcasting from our Charlotte, North Carolina studios and corporate offices in beautiful Charlotte, and we've got a lot of news, breaking news happening right now, of course, just coming out of the weekend, the long holiday weekend. We've got a lot of breaking news, some not too good to bring you. We have a lot of other information that we're going to share with you coming up momentarily. We want to thank our sponsors this morning of the program, of course. Always great to have our sponsors help us promote the show and be partners with us. So 1-800-TimeClocks.com. They have a brand new security officer reporting software, which really has a lot of great features. Give them a call at 1-800-846-3256. And also we want to thank our sponsors there in New York, Body Armor USA. They've got what it takes to protect you. They have all sorts of top-of-the-line, high-quality body armor slash resistant vests and gloves for correction officers and those who are working in correctional facilities. They have clothing, body armor type clothing for you. They have it all. Body Armor USA, visit them today online. They've got what it takes to protect you, and I'm sure that they will be able to help you out whatever your armor needs are today. We have really a lot of things happening, and we're going to get over to the news here in a few moments. Remember, folks, that if you want to give us a call while we're on the air, you can certainly do that. You can call area code 347-426-3807, and we'll try to get you on the air this morning if you're up and around. We are talking internationally, globally, of course. We have a lot of listeners from other countries where Well, it's well into the day for them. And we actually had somebody last, a couple of weeks ago, actually, who contacted us and said that they were listening while on duty. They were from another country. And that was, it was very interesting to see what they had to do as part of their job. They actually were well equipped. They had automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons. They were in patrol vehicles, patrolling installations. They didn't really get into the specifics, whether it was military or, but it was some type of government installation, very secured facility. But they took the time to listen to us live as we broadcast it from our studios in Charlotte. So we really appreciate all of our listeners and supporters. And if you're not a private officer member, you can just go to our website anytime 24/7 and become a member today, privateofficer.com. Over 40 member benefits, including discounted and free training. We just have a lot of support for you. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of members don't use all of the benefits and support and different things that we offer, but it is available to you. So if you're not a member, check it out today at privateofficer.com. Let me see what else. We've got a lot of news to tell you. We're going to get into the news here in a moment, but it's been a few weeks since you and I have sat down to discuss what's going on. Of course, you know, when we're working and everyone is as busy as we are, sometimes it's difficult for us to get together. But the good thing is, did you know that our radio programs are available to you 24/7 right here? They are cataloged for you. You can go and listen on demand at any time, day or night. And in fact, I believe even the first show is available to you. So anytime that you want to check them out, you can. Also, all of our programs are downloaded to iTunes and Raspity and a few other internet-based platforms. They're also broadcast via satellite. And I know that a number of other platforms are carrying the radio program, so it's readily available. And if you can't seem to find it or you're looking for a particular show, contact us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. I'm kind of hesitant to start off the radio program with sad news, but I want to tell you today that it's been a horrific weekend so far for the private security industry, and the numbers are not completely tallied, not completely in. There's a lot of news still breaking, a lot of data that we have yet to go over. If you're not familiar with what we do, Private Officer has a news desk 24/7, 365 days a year. We are monitoring more than 1,300 news sites. We also get direct news wires from the Associated Press, Reuters, Politico, and a number of other news organizations, as well as press releases from numerous local, state, and federal law enforcement. We get emails from our members and supporters around the world letting us know what's happening and directing us to certain events, news events happening in their area. And we also collect news information and data on our own here at the news and help desk. And so this weekend, we were very saddened to see the violence happening in private security. And I have talked to and seen a number of Facebook posts and social media posts from security officers and law enforcement saying that this is just really the tip of the iceberg, that it's just the beginning of things to come as we are moving into the warmer weather. we've talked about many times how the weather actually does play a big part into what happens for law enforcement and security. As the weather gets nicer and there's more activities, more people out and about, private security and law enforcement are involved in a lot more activity, a lot more confrontations, a lot more situations where it's dangerous for them. And so this weekend, so far, and it'll be another day or two before we really have the totality of the violence, but so far this weekend, 4 security officers have been shot to death and 10 others have been shot. We've also had a number of other security officers who have been involved in armed confrontations, injuries, and other situations that have the potential for violence. We don't want to say that's just part of the role, part of the duty, but it is, unfortunately. And as we often talk about, in the private security industry, whether it be proprietary or contract, as more and more private officers are getting involved in confronting suspects, suspicious persons, conducting traffic stops, approaching vehicles, apprehending shoplifters, and enforcing not only the rules of the property, but also the law, you're going to see more and more of these, unfortunately, you know, unfortunate incidents where security personnel are injured and even killed in the line of duty. And we're going to talk during this hour about our yearly annual upcoming Memorial Week, as well as our Memorial Ride that we're going to do again this year. We're going to talk about what we do to help the industry to lower the number of personnel injured and killed. And we're going to talk about how you can get involved coming up in this hour. We're going to take just a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about some of the things happening in the news.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Quickly. You don't want your friends to be annoyed, so you text. You're on your way. Five seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting while driving. Make sure you get where you're going.
We want to welcome you back to this edition of the Private Officer Beat. We were just talking about the number of security personnel injured and killed this weekend so far. The Memorial Day weekend really has been violent for the security industry. And not to make it seem like it doesn't matter or that it's less than it is, we really want you to understand that this is nothing new, that it's actually been going on for as long as we've had the association, which started in 2004. We have seen an increase, and we will continue to see an increase. That's why it's important that you get involved in training, that you get involved in a professional organization that can help you to be prepared, be better prepared for the things that you're going to be involved in. I do want to also remind you that Private Officer International is available online anytime, day or night. Be part of our Facebook community. Go to our website at privateofficer.com to link up with our Facebook. Also, follow us 24/7 on Twitter. We have a lot of news that we continue to publish and curate. We also do a lot of our informational broadcast through Twitter, announcements, press releases, so on and so forth. You can also send us an email 24 hours a day if you need to contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You can also submit news, training events, if there's any type of promotion. There was a time just a few years ago, not that long ago actually, when we actually did also announce birthdays and anniversaries, job anniversaries. If you want to submit those things, we'll be happy to announce those as well. If you want to announce upcoming training seminars or situations happening, we will also be glad to tell our audience about those as well. Also, want to remind you to visit us at armorcollege.org, armorcollege.org, a public safety school available online, on campus, on demand, at your place of work, worship, or school. Our training team will travel any place across the country, Canada, or the UK for that matter. We offer more than 200 courses, certifications, and programs, and we are traveling very frequently, actually, doing training. We do a lot of training on site. So if you'd like to get involved, either as an instructor or you'd like for us to come out and do some training for your company, your school, your church, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We announced a couple of weeks ago that the 2016 award announcement would be coming out. Be looking for that within the next few days, the 2016 awards. We do an awards program for private security and law enforcement every single year. We'll be making that announcement coming up probably the end of the week, beginning of next week at the latest. And releasing, having a press release, releasing all of the names and those who were presented. And, it's something that we do to recognize the security industry, the officers who really put it on the line, those on the forefront, those out there on the front line, really protecting, serving, and risking life and limb, as we saw this weekend, and doing it for little pay and little acknowledgement and reward. That's why we try to recognize their efforts, and we do it each year. And during each month, we actually also accept award nominations. We send out commendation letters. We're always in communication with companies whenever we see a news item about a security or private police officer or even a law enforcement officer involved in a good deed or a situation where they saved a life. We always get involved with that. And you can always send us information if you see something in your local media that you think that we need to get involved in or someone that we need to recognize. Send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we'll be happy to recognize those personnel. we can't do this job alone. Obviously, this is not a one-man band. This is not just about us. This is about you. So it's important that you really get involved and that you communicate with us when you see something happening in your area, when you see somebody who needs to be recognized, so that we can, you know, take action, so that we can reach out, we can make contact, we can recognize them properly. Private Officer International, since 2004, we have recognized hundreds of personnel, presented hundreds of awards, commendations, letters. We've been in the media dozens and dozens and dozens of times for this, and we really want you to be involved. We want you to be partners with us. If you need more information, just send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. An email just coming in now asking about those deaths over the weekend. And there was four security personnel that we are aware of so far that were killed. All of them were shot. I want to mention this also, and this is not to take away from law enforcement. We say this every year that we do our memorial services and memorial ride. Many law enforcement officers die, 140 approximately every year. And many of those die from non-traumatic injuries, heart attacks, training accidents, vehicle accidents. But did you know that 86% of all private security and private law enforcement personnel that are killed every year die from a traumatic incident, a shooting, a stabbing, an assault? 86%. Most security personnel don't do a lot of driving, so there's not a lot of traffic collisions. Most security personnel are not involved in a lot of physical training, so there's not a lot of training accident deaths. So the majority of private security personnel die from the hands of others. Gunshots, stabbings, being run over by a vehicle, being assaulted with weapons. We had a security officer earlier this year that died because they were thrown down a flight of stairs, traumatic injuries. These are the facts. 100 security officers in most years die on duty, and 86% die from traumatic injuries, assaults by others. These are numbers you need to know. This is information you need to share. Post it on your Facebook, post it on your social media. Let people understand. Let people see the facts. Most people don't realize what security really does every day. They still think they're sitting in a guard shack on a factory parking lot someplace at 3 in the morning. It's up to you and me and every other security professional to tell them security's doing a whole lot more than that. It's important that we get the word out. So, yes, four security officers were shot, one at a nightclub, one at a concert, two at an apartment building or complex. Things are not going to get better as private security continues to advance more into enforcement of the law. You know, we've talked many times about how 30 states now have private police that essentially are, fulfill security duties for the most part, but they have sworn law enforcement duties. As more and more security move into the enforcement aspect, the investigation aspect, we talk about loss prevention, making over a million stops, a million apprehensions every year. That's law enforcement. They're confronting a known criminal, a known thief. Every time you approach someone or a vehicle, there's a potential for being injured or killed. So it's very important that we understand the changes going on in the security industry, and we get that information out to the public, the media, and we take the appropriate steps for our own personal training, our own officer safety training, upgrading our skills, so on and so forth. We'll talk a little more about that when we get into a few minutes of training coming up in the second half of this program, talk about vehicle approaches. But it is something that really needs to be addressed at every level. Someone just asked about our email address. Again, it's helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And our help desk is open 24/7. If you have any questions, you need assistance, don't hesitate to contact us. We have a lot of information still to share with you. We want to talk about vehicle approaches. We want to talk about our memorial services coming up and a whole bunch more. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come right back.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
Last time you partied, how much did you have to drink? One, two, more? For most people, anything over just two drinks, even beer, and you're likely over the legal amount to drive. What else does the number two mean? Well, that's how many minutes an alcohol-related car accident happens in this country. You know what else two is? That's the amount of times you can be charged with the same DUI. That's because you'll likely have to go before a civil and military court. How many years have you served? Is your career worth two drinks? APHIS reminds you this holiday season, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
Good morning and welcome back to the Private Officer Beat. We are broadcasting live from our Charlotte, North Carolina studios. And as that PSA, public service announcement stated, you know, we have a lot of military personnel here in the Carolinas and Virginia and elsewhere. I've been in the Army and the Coast Guard myself, and you just don't realize that a DUI, you know, if you're in the military, even if you're in the reserves, the National Guard, a DUI is going to be very serious. You'll not only face civil court, but you'll also have to face military consequences, and it's just not worth it. So please don't drink and drive. Whatever you do, it's going to ruin your career, and you're going to wind up regretting it. We're on the air live. If you want to give us a call anytime, feel free at area code 347-426-3807. I don't normally announce that call-in line or open up the phones because I usually have so much to talk about, and I do this morning. But we know that there are a lot of listeners during the morning show, and feel free to give us a call. If you have a question or a comment, we'll be happy to take your call this morning. Okay, what about the memorial services and the memorial ride that we do every year? We've had a number of questions over the last 3 or 4 weeks about that. And there's a lot of new listeners and a lot of new members. So let me address that because some of you may not be really aware as to what we do or how it works or what goes on. So first of all, we have since 2004 sponsored a week-long private officer memorial week, very similar to the law enforcement week that happens every May. In fact, we just went through it a couple weeks ago in DC, where law enforcement from across the country comes together. There is a memorial wall. There's a brand new law enforcement museum in Washington, D.C. being built or just about open, I guess, or maybe it's still under construction. There's a lot of candlelight vigils and memorial services held for law enforcement during the month of May. But we began in 2005. Or 2004, the Private Officer Memorial Week. And what we do is we try to promote recognition and recognizing those security officers who are killed in the line of duty. We try to recognize those who have given their life to protect life and property. We have been recognized ourselves by the media in many cities and states. In fact, over the last 5 years, we've had more than 100 write-ups in the newspapers, as well as being interviewed by both local and national media, including Fox. We did an NBC New York interview last year, and I believe that that's helping the media to understand the changes in the security industry and the public. We've had a lot of dignitaries come out to our memorial services, law enforcement, and again, we are bridging the gap. We're presenting the information. We're showing them that times are changing and the security profession is evolving. So every year, the third week of September, this week, I believe it's September the 18th through the 24th. Let me just double check. I want to make sure that's correct. I believe that it is. But the third week of September every year, we have our memorial service where we do recognize those personnel. Yeah, this year it's going to be September 18th through the 24th. September 18th, starting on a Sunday through the 24th. And we ask that all of our private and public officers wear a black band on their badge. And if you would like to hold a service at your office, your school, your place of business, contact us at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com and we'll help you to do that. Now, about 6 years ago, we also began the Memorial Ride where we hold a number of events, sponsored events, at various locations. We hold a full memorial service, including an honor guard. We have dignitaries and speakers. We call out the role of those killed during the last year, and we recognize the local security officers and private police officers, as well as those from across the country who have been killed that year. Again, 2016, we plan on doing the same thing. And if you'd like to get involved, just send us an email at the helpdesk at privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. It's a necessary thing for us to do, and it's necessary for you to get involved. We need to change the thinking of people. We need to broadcast to them as to the evolution of our profession, how it's changing, and the dangers that are involved. And obviously, we need each and every one of you to help us to get that information across. We will take one more quick break. We're going to be coming back. We'll be talking this morning for just a couple of minutes about vehicle approaches and the dangers that are involved.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. Had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit Wounded.
All right, welcome back this morning, Tuesday, the 31st of May. Oh, how time flies when you're having fun. Again, we want to say we appreciate our sponsors at 1-800-TimeClocks.com. If you are interested, you need a security officer reporting software, Tor software that really is, I'm telling you, it's top of the line. Give them a call at 1-800-846-3256. They have been around for many years. They have great products, and I'm sure that you will be happy with their service as well. And of course, if you're in the market, and you really should be, because everyone should be wearing body armor if you are out on patrol or doing any type of security these days, contact our friends at BodyArmorUSA.com because they have what it takes to protect you, and they've got all sorts of high-quality, top-of-the-line vests, which really, like I said, you should not be on duty any place, especially if you're dealing with the public every day. You should not be on duty without wearing a vest. It's just these days it doesn't make sense, and there's so many things that can happen, and it's just very vitally important that you vest up. Give them a call today, Body Armor USA. We're going to talk for a couple of minutes about approaching vehicles, whether they be on car stops or whether they be parked. If you are a POI member, and everybody should be because of all of the support, the training, and the benefits that we provide, but if you are a POI member, you can contact us at the helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and you will get the enhanced version of the topic that we're going to talk about today. You'll get a much broader training on vehicle approaches. So just send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.com if you haven't signed up for our free monthly training unit that's being sent out to our members every month. Okay, approaching vehicles. There are six times when both public and private officers have to approach vehicles. I know that we think that security officers just do guard tours and, you know, we're just there to do the rounds and that we're not too involved. But really and truly, those times have changed. They're gone. Private security are involved regardless of the assignment, the property, the environment, all the time with approaching vehicles. And there are six times when security and law enforcement do approach a vehicle. Some of these may not apply to you. Some of these may be things you don't do, but I am certain that other times will apply to you. So let's go over these real quick. Six times when you will approach a vehicle. Number one, when you know there's a known offender inside, somebody who has violated the law, whether that be a trespasser, a shoplifter, somebody you suspect of breaking into some place, or you are approaching to effect an arrest. Again, you know that they have committed a crime and you have the right to effect an arrest, whether that be a private person or a special police officer arrest. And that's why you're approaching the vehicle. Number two, and we're going to go over some more information. I'm just going to kind of go over the times that we are approaching, and then we'll talk about some officer safety items. Number two, a traffic stop. Well, you know what? You might say that's something that security people don't do. I don't do it here. We know that security officers shouldn't do traffic stops. That's not necessarily true. Private security officers on private property do conduct traffic stops. In fact, there are properties where security personnel run radar. And even many years ago, out at the Opryland theme park in Nashville, Tennessee, their park rangers conducted traffic stops and they issued infractions to employees and verbal warnings to park guests. Many apartment complexes, large apartment and condominium and gated communities have their security people stop speeding vehicles. It's dangerous, especially with the amount of training that security personnel have, but it is a duty. It is something that they do on a regular basis. Private law enforcement officers who have full arrest authority also conduct traffic stops. They issue moving violations, summonses, citations, and they approach vehicles. So both private security, private police, sworn and non-sworn officers do conduct traffic stops. And it is, honestly, it's something that's occurring more and more. I just saw a news coverage story in Atlanta, Georgia, where a gated community was conducting traffic stops and issuing citations to their residents where they had to pay a fine to the board and writing a warning citation to non-residents with a warning that they would be trespassed from the property with future violations. The third reason why we're going to approach a vehicle, and this is something that every security officer does, regardless of the type of property. It doesn't matter if it's a college, an apartment complex, a factory, whatever it might be. We approach suspicious vehicles. We approach those vehicles, whether it's because we see them parked behind a building or a shopping center. We see them parked someplace they're not supposed to be. We're on foot patrol or mobile patrol late at night and we see a car, we approach it. We want to see, is somebody in there? Why are they parked here? Who are they? Do they belong here? So that's considered a suspicious vehicle. And the fourth reason we approach a vehicle is if we do see suspicious activity, suspicious person, or we hear loud music coming from the vehicle. Again, we approach that vehicle. So those are four reasons out of six different times that we will approach a vehicle. Every time that you approach a vehicle, regardless of the reason, whether it be a suspicious vehicle, a traffic stop, or a parking violation, you have to consider that vehicle as a potential problem, a person. I always tell people to treat it like the driver is wanted for murder until you know different, because when you're approaching a vehicle, you don't know who's in the car. You don't know what they just did. Maybe you're approaching a vehicle in the parking lot of a college. You think it's just routine. You think it's just one of the students or maybe a faculty member, and it turns out to be somebody who just broke into 15 cars in the parking lot. Now you got somebody who's committed 15 burglaries. You have to be on your toes at all times. You have to be on guard. Treat that vehicle like they have been involved in a crime until you know different. Treat any parked vehicle just like it was a traffic stop. I see too many times security and law enforcement rushing up on the vehicle, assuming that there's nothing to it, telling themselves, oh, it's just routine. This is something that's just, you know, it's no big deal. Let me tell you something. There's no such thing as routine, especially in this environment that we're in, where so many people do not like people in uniform. So many people have no respect for the badge, the authority, the uniform. It doesn't matter if you're security, law enforcement. There are just too many people out there who would quickly do harm to you if you gave them the opportunity. So never approach a vehicle assuming that it's routine and no big deal. You always want to approach the vehicle methodically, slowly. Don't rush to it. There's no reason to rush. There's no reason to walk up on it like you're walking to your neighbor's house. No reason why you should be walking up to it with your full body in view. I've seen police and security put their head in the vehicle. Hey, how y'all doing? That's ridiculous. That's how people get hurt. That's how people get killed. You always want to size up the vehicle. You want to check out the vehicle. Is it suspicious? Does anything look out of place? Has the car been freshly painted? You can smell paint for weeks after it's been painted. Maybe it was a rush job. Maybe the vehicle is stolen. Are there any odors coming from the vehicle? Drugs or chemicals? A strong chemical, alcohol, ethanol smell is an indication of meth in the vehicle. And believe it or not, you can even smell death. You want to use all of your senses when approaching a vehicle. You want to look what's happening, who's inside, who do I see, what do I see, are they doing a lot of moving around, could they be hiding weapons, drugs, or contraband, what are they up to, what do I smell? Do I smell chemicals? Do I smell cigarettes, marijuana? Do I smell death? What do I hear? Do I hear them talking about running? Do I hear them talking about hiding that gun? What do I feel? You want to use all of your senses. Who's inside the vehicle? How many people are there? What do you do if the windows are tinted? First of all, if the vehicle is occupied, you want to tell them to roll down not only the driver's side window, but the back window as well, at least halfway, so that you can have a good visual of who's inside, who's inside, and what's going on. If for any reason you don't feel safe, or you have your doubts, stand to the rear of the vehicle, off to the side, out of the way so that they can't back up into you, and take a good visual. Remember this, and I tell private security personnel this all the time. Whether you have confronted someone, or you are approaching a vehicle, or you are involved in a call, whether that be a shoplifting, a trespasser, if you don't feel good about it, if you feel outnumbered, if you feel endangered, there's no shame in backing off. There's no shame in running for your life if you have to. No shame into getting into the vehicle and driving off until you can get backup, until you can get additional manpower there. Don't try to be a hero. When you're approaching a vehicle for any reason, traffic stop, wanting to make an arrest, or a suspicious vehicle, a vehicle where the noise is coming, the music is playing loud, you always want to assume there's danger. The top two most dangerous situations that law enforcement and security involve themselves in every single day as part of their duties are domestic violence incidents, because you never know who's going to turn on you, and vehicle stops. And again, I want you to address every parked vehicle as if you were conducting a traffic stop from an officer safety standpoint. Unfortunately, many private security personnel do not have two-way radio communication. They don't have a dispatcher. They can't call in and say, I have a vehicle I'm stopping. I'm approaching a suspicious vehicle. But some of you do have fellow officers. You do have either two-way radio communication or you do have cell phone. Always call somebody. Always call. If you don't have a dispatcher, always call your fellow officer. There is a free app for your smartphone called Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. It's free. It's a two-way internet-based radio. Get that. Have a friend who's on duty, even if they're at a different property, be your contact. Let them know that you're approaching a vehicle. Give them the license plate number. Give them the vehicle description. Well, why do I want to give them the vehicle description? I just gave them the license plate number. Well, the vehicle, the tag might be incorrect. It might be stolen. It might be on the wrong car. The vehicle description is very important. Give them the location exactly where you are on the property. If you're at an apartment complex, you want to tell them you're in front of building 10. You're behind building 10 at the garage. If you're at a shopping center, I'm at the far west corner. I'm behind XYZ store. Because if they have to send the police, if they have to send backup, they want to know exactly where you are. Every second will count. Every second will count. It's important that you be as detailed as possible. If you do not have the ability to contact your dispatcher or a fellow officer, you can call 911 on your cell phone. You can tell them that you're approaching a suspicious vehicle or you're approaching a vehicle that has a criminal suspect inside, and keep the line open. Again, tell them vehicle tag number, vehicle description, location, number of occupants, and the reason why you are approaching. Officer safety is paramount when you are approaching a vehicle, whether it's a traffic stop or a parked vehicle. Remember, we're going to approach every vehicle. We're going to treat every vehicle as if it's a traffic stop. So I've given you four different times when we will approach a vehicle. And now, number five, we deal with parking violations all the time. If you're at a college, a university, a hotel, I remember a hotel that I worked at many years ago. We had a parking garage. We had an upper deck. We had external parking. And it was right downtown, and we were always having trespassers parking within the structure or within the parking lot. And so we had to tow those vehicles every day, left and right. And every vehicle we treated just like it was a traffic stop. We investigated to see what was inside, who was inside, took down the information. We ran the tag to see if it was stolen before we ever called the wrecker. You want to treat every parking violation, again, not routine. You want to make sure officer safety is number one. And the sixth reason why you will approach a vehicle is disabled vehicles, whether that be parked in your parking lot someplace, broken down with a flat tire or leaking liquids, or has no tag on it. It looks like it's broken down or disabled, or it's a vehicle on private road that we're patrolling. Hey, you know, a lot of us patrol, a lot of security officers patrol multiple properties. Even when you're working for a college or other business, you're going back and forth across different parking lots, different properties. You're going to come across disabled vehicles. Some might be occupied, some not, but you want to treat every vehicle like it's a traffic stop. You want to get out that information. Call somebody, even on a disabled vehicle. Another thing that I, another tip that I'll give you that I have done in the past and continue to do is I always will write down the tag number on my pad inside the vehicle. I will write down the tag number and the description. If anything should happen to me, God forbid, when law enforcement does finally arrive, at least they'll be able to look inside my vehicle or on my hand, because sometimes I do write it on my hand. I write down the vehicle tag and the description of the vehicle. Vehicle stops and vehicle approaches are dangerous, regardless of the environment, regardless of the type of property that we're working. It is utmost important that you do it safely. That's all for this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. We want to thank you for being with us. Be sure to join us next time. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and we'll see you back here on the radio.